KO4 MWV, testing SDR.
You're full quieting into the repeater. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. Failure. It affects you very quickly when you go out. And we're outside people. We like to be out in the yard and doing things. And he's an OG. So I just don't know, Dave. I hold my reservations as far as recommendations, I should say, until I further evaluate him a little bit. Have you been there?
Initial meeting with him, which was only like 15 minutes, where he told me I was in his 1% group. That means I'm just barely into the need for him. So he's going to continue doing what we're doing until something changes. And it's not going to be him that changes. It's going to be something with me that changes. And then we'll reevaluate. So he just keeps my medicine coming. I have to remind him of it every now and then. And then, like with my next thing going in, they said I have to stop the blood thinner before I start my next treatment for the other issue. And he approved it quickly. So he responds like within a day or two after I send him a message. That's pretty good. So far, so good. Knock on wood.
I got one of them things, you know, where you evaluate the people the other day from the Veterans Administration. And my doctor down at Greenville quit, which I'm very thankful for. The one before that was awesome. We had her for years. But this one was a real, I won't even say it. But anyways, and I'm not by myself, this lady said. But she was very kind and nice. She called up here from Doran Medical Center in Columbia. And she said, well, we got to get you rescheduled, Tom. And she did. And she gave me the time for the lab, which is a week before my appointment. And then the appointment. And I usually only go in over 6 months down there, Dave. I have a civilian doctor. And anyways, a few weeks later, I get a letter in the mail from Greenville. Says, hey, you know, we need to get you set up with an appointment because if you don't, we're going to drop you. And more or less, it was nice the way it was written. So I called that number. Oh, no, there's no record of any appointment. Not even a record. And this lady talked to me for 10 or 15 minutes from down there. Very nice lady. And I guess she just didn't enter it, or the IT guys didn't get it transferred. So, anyways, they reschedule me. Well, the first one put me out 3 months, and this next one put me out another 3 months. At least they keep my medicine updated, so you can not do without them anymore, I guess you'd say.
Nothing changes. They keep working pretty good, but the problem is change. Every time there's a change, it's a risk opportunity for somebody dropping the ball somewhere. That's when I worked at the bank, the way they got around that, they said, is you're required to make Six Sigma, which means you can have 3.4 failures per million and no more than that. So I set my goal at Seven Sigma, which would mean I'd never dip down into six, which is one failure per 10 million. And the last 5 or 6 years I was there, I was Seven Sigma. One failure per 10 million.
Standing, Dave. I better let you go. We just crossed Pelham Road here and headed down towards this Orchard Drive. I think I know where the place is, but I don't like traffic very well. Good luck with the cat. I might add, if you put a cover over the cage you got it in, sometimes that settles their nerves when you're transporting them. But otherwise, they're rather upset. They know where they're going. They're not stupid. Take care, Dave. Nice to hear you this morning. W4DJW N0GR73.
All right, Tom. Well, I hope this does it for Bernice and she gets to feeling better. And, yeah, the only time the cat's ever in this cage is when she's going to the vet. So, and this is only like the third time she's been to the vet. So what can I say? Anyway, take care. Talk to you later. N0TR, W4DJW, clear.